This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A Denver-based organization created to address abuse against child athletes has released the results of its first survey into the topic. CPR's Dan Boyce has more.
The U.S. Center for Safe Sport started in 2017. It was created by Congress following the Larry Nassar sex abuse scandal. Nearly 4,000 athletes across more than 50 sports responded to the group's first survey. 93% said they had experienced sexual harassment or unwanted contact during their sporting career. Center CEO Therese Colon says reports of harassment have risen dramatically since the center's founding, from 300 in 2017 to nearly 3,000 last year. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The state wants to study Colorado's growing eagle population. Officials estimate there are now roughly 90 bald eagle breeding pairs on the Front Range. There were none in the 1970s. Scientists want to see how the birds have adapted to a likewise quickly growing human population and see if they could discover ways to help other bird species. A bankrupt oil and gas company has left more than 50 wells unplugged in northeast Colorado. CPR's Miguel Otárola has more.
The Colorado Oil and Gas Commission this month recorded 55 wells that PetroShare Incorporated was either unwilling or unable to plug before abandoning. Most of those wells are located in Weld and Adams counties and are now the responsibility of the Oil and Gas Commission. PetroShare filed for bankruptcy in 2019 and provided $325,000 to plug the wells. The state says it costs an average of $83,000 to plug a single well and reclaim the site. I'm Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
It's getting warmer today across the state and into the weekend. This is CPR News.